Brooks Bridge in Fort Walton Beach is nearly 50 years old and in need of replacement. The issue will be the subject of a public forum hosted by the Florida Department of Transportation this Thursday evening at the Emerald Coast Convention Center. WUWF's Danielle Freeman reports more than one option is on the table for consideration.
Brooks Bridge was constructed back in the mid-1960s, a four-lane steel and concrete structure built to carry traffic along US 98 over Santa Rosa Sound between downtown Fort Walton Beach and Okaloosa Island.
It's functionally obsolete, which means it's still safe to drive on, but the way that it is designed and the capacity that it carries just does not function well enough in that area.
That's Ian Satter, the spokesperson for the Florida Department of Transportation. Although Brooks Bridge needs to be replaced, Satter says it won't be anytime soon because the state is just getting started with a long-term review of options.
We are in the very early stages of what's called our PD&E study, where we're looking at all of the factors that will be part of the decision for replacing the Brooks Bridge, as well as studying the alternatives for what we call the Santa Rosa Sound Alternative Crossing, which is the secondary bridge that will be conducted while we also conduct the Brooks Bridge replacement study.
HDR Engineering Incorporated was awarded the contract for the studies, which will be conducted simultaneously. But Satter says one won't affect the other as far as determining whether that second bridge will be constructed.
As far as the secondary study for the Santa Rosa Sound Alternative Crossing, we have to determine whether or not that bridge is even feasible to construct. You know, at the end of the day, when you look at it, Brooks Bridge will be replaced, and then the secondary bridge, that Santa Rosa Sound Alternative Crossing, may or may not be constructed just based on, we have to determine that based on the findings from our PD&E study.
Even though an alternate route across Santa Rosa Sound may be beneficial to the area, Fort Walton Beach City Manager Michael Beatty says financing it may pose an additional problem, and the primary focus for the city should be on replacing Brooks Bridge.
You know, you would have to try to get it on a funding list through the federal and state government, which right now is not within a 10 or 20 year plan. While it could work, you know, the city's not going to have any funding. A toll bridge is not really the way to go. So I think, yeah, it's great they're doing the study to see what the benefits of a second bridge would be, but really we're worried about how the new Brooks Bridge is going to look and how it's going to affect our downtown.
Beatty says although the project is a coordinated effort, there are still several aspects to be considered.
City, DOT, the county, you know, because Okaloosa Island's going to be, you know, affected because with the slope requirements, the height requirements, I mean, the landing of the bridge on Okaloosa Island, we don't know how far that's going to be down Highway 98. So there's going to be effects on both sides of the bridge.
Fort Walton Beach Mayor Mike Anderson agrees that Brooks Bridge is outdated and needs to be replaced. Anderson says he's interested in the findings of the PD&E study and the clarification it will bring on the new design standards for the bridge.
It's only 55 feet high, and the Coast Guard would prefer a 65-foot bridge for crossing intercoastal waterways. And it's currently, it has a 6-degree grade, and the new standard prefers a 3% grade. Some of the structural engineers have suggested that as you're going west, as you get towards the bottom, it curves a little bit. They think that is not a good design, so they're going to evaluate whether or not it needs to be, the replacement needs to be straightened. All those three things create design options.
Mayor Anderson says it's also important to consider whether or not the new replacement for Brooks Bridge will keep the city financially viable.
Are we losing business in the intercoastal waterway because we don't have a 65-foot bridge? Are we losing some economy there? If we are, is it just between here and Navarre? Because the Navarre Bridge is only 55 foot high. Those are some questions that I think need to be answered as they do the engineering and environmental impacts. They really need to look at the economic impact of these new standards.
FDOT's Ian Satter agrees that having all the information is key. Satter says the study will cover a wide range of aspects, including business and residential statistics and traffic and safety data. Apart from the various impacts, he says utilizing Brooks Bridge is a way of life in Fort Walton Beach that keeps locals and tourists connected.
It gets people to work, it gets people to school, it gets people who are here visiting to come down to that area and be able to travel. And that bridge is a key component to being able to get onto the island. Without it, people have to take a long way around. So, you know, we do know that that bridge is critical to that area, the lifeline for them, and we need to make sure that as we conduct the study and we come up with the final alternative for the new bridge, for Brooks Bridge, that it works for the people who live there. It's going to be able to accommodate traffic not only in the near future, but over the next 20 to 30 years.
Getting the public's input is an important part of the long project and development process, scheduled to wrap up in 2018. The next opportunity for residents to weigh in is Thursday, 5:30 p.m. at the Emerald Coast Convention Center. Danielle Freeman, WUWF News.